Welcome to the One Wyoming Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Thorburn. You can follow me on X at @by_RyanThorburn. Make sure you go to gowyo.com for all my coverage of football camp and much more. Pleased to be joined by now recurring guest, Tracy Richardson, Senior Associate Athletic Director for Trademark and Licensing at Wyoming. Tracy, how are you doing this summer?
Doing great. Wonderful time to be in Laramie. As you know, the summer weather is kind of the reason we all stick around here and get out and enjoy the outdoors a little bit. Been chasing around some baseball and a little bit of basketball, so it's been a great summer.
It's the best time of year in Laramie. Football is on the horizon, and last week it was announced that the university and the state had come to a craft spirits collaboration with Backwoods Distilling Company. You kind of hinted that this was coming last year when you're on the podcast. How did it all take place? How did it come down? How did it shake out?
Yeah, it was similar to the craft beer project in that we engaged in a RFP process. We wanted all of the distillers in Wyoming to have a shot at it. And so we went through an RFP process and had some good applications. It came down to a couple of finalists, and Backwoods Distilling won the RFP. And then we engaged in the design process, and they went down the road of selecting the barrels to blend the bourbon. And so we went through a tasting process, and we're now at a final product, and we're pretty excited about the design and the actual product, and should be out in the market pretty soon toward the end of August.
Backwoods Distilling Company is located in Casper, so this is an in-state distiller. The label, you know, from the pictures is incredible. Obviously, you have the bucking horse and rider element in there. And I did notice that, or read that it's going to be 86 proof, which is an homage to the university being founded in 1886. What do you think about how it looks right now?
It looks great. So Backwoods works with the Bark firm out of Casper. They're a marketing and design firm, and so they engaged with the Bark firm to design the label. And I think someone from the Bark staff put it best. He was wanting to create what looked like a baby between the Backwoods brand and the University of Wyoming brand, and I think they did a really good job of blending those two brands together and having elements that represent both of them well. And it's a pretty simple design, and it kind of just pops, and it has brown and gold. And of course, the bucking horse is featured prominently on that label.
Of course, all good Wyoming fans that teach their kids ragtime Cowboy Joe when they're little and get them indoctrinated into this whole thing know that a pretty good horse is one of the lyrics, and it's pretty good horse bourbon. And you said you had a taste of it. What's it like? And I gotta love the name also.
It's tasty. It is 86 proof, so it's quite strong. It's meant to be sipped, or you know, made into an old fashioned or another bourbon based drink. But it's very good. I'm not by any means an expert, so I can't really give you a whole lot of tasting notes or anything like that from my palate, but I definitely enjoyed it. So I think it'll be a nice collector's item. I think a lot of our fans and alums will hopefully buy several bottles, one to display on their shelf and one to enjoy with friends and family and you know, donors and alums celebrating big wins or just watching a game and having a nice sip of a good bourbon. And like you said, the name, we really enjoyed that process of coming up with a name that you know, spoke to our fans and our alumni base, and using the song, I think, was a really great way to do that.
When does the Pretty Good Horse bourbon brand launch officially?
August 22nd at Backwoods Distilling in Casper. We're having a public event from 4 to 8, and so anyone in Casper or surrounding area that wants to come and see the product in person and try it out. It'll just be an open come as you are. You know, you can come in, stay for as long as you want, try out the product. I'm sure they'll be mixing up some cocktails with it as well, some old fashions and things of that nature. So August 22nd, 4 to 8 at Backwards Tasting Room in Casper.
And just for the general public, how do you get it, you know, in the state of Wyoming or anywhere in the world? How do you get this bourbon?
So we're a state liquor commission state, so everything runs through the Wyoming Liquor Commission. But they initially produced 300 cases, so that would be 1,800 bottles, and it will be available for any, you know, liquor store in Wyoming to purchase and have on their shelves. So basically our goal is to have it throughout the state, so wherever you are in the state, you can go into a liquor store and pick up a bottle. And then as we move forward, it will be available online as well on a platform called Big Thirst. So if you live outside of the state of Wyoming, you can go on bigthirst.com and order it, and it'll be shipped and delivered to your house wherever you live. So,
of course, War Memorial Stadium renovation is almost complete. They're in the final stage here, obviously. Clock is ticking. Will it be available at the War this year?
Yes, so in our club and suite areas, so the Wildcatter will have it available. We will be serving hard alcohol now in the club area of the Wildcatter suites, club area and suites, and then the suite holders will also have the ability to have a pretty good horse bourbon in their suites. And then in the ranch on the other side, the west side of the stadium where the renovation is, it will also be available. And Backwards, Amber, one of their founders and owners, is a mixologist, and so she's going to come up with some special game day cocktails that you'll be able to get at the War in those club and suite areas.
So obviously, you know, other schools have done similar partnerships around the country, and, you know, obviously one of the reasons why is to generate more revenue and also to, you know, promote the brand. How will that work as far as any proceeds from this maybe going to NIL or stuff like that?
We haven't specifically talked about NIL, but as we know, we're trying to generate more revenue to, you know, retain our student athletes that represent our brand well and perform on the court or the field. And so I imagine in some form or fashion, some of that revenue will wind up there. It's not specifically earmarked for that by any means, but we get a royalty off of each bottle that is sold. We have really no idea what those projections will look like, you know, on an annual basis, but suspect it'll be pretty good. And we work in an incremental revenue, you know, space and trademark and licensing. So any additional revenue as we continue to try to grow that is good for us.
Tracy, obviously, I mentioned it, but the War is going to look a little bit different, a little bit upgraded, and now you have this collaboration. Just how excited are you for this football season, and what are your early thoughts as a fan?
As a fan, I'm always very excited, you know, once practice gets rolling and you have that eternal optimism as a Wyoming fan, you know, born and raised in the state, and hearing good things out of practice so far and from Coach Savelle, and to be able to, you know, have a mixed drink while you're watching the game, I think just adds a little nice little touch to the whole atmosphere and fans' enjoyment. But I'm optimistic about the season. I always am, and I expect the Pokes to come out and be Cowboy tough and play hard, and people are going to know they're in a battle when they play the Wyoming Cowboys.
Well, speaking of Cowboy tough, we're going to have interviews coming up here with tight end Evan Svoboda and linebacker Ethan Stuhlsatz. So stay tuned. Welcome back to the One Wyoming podcast. I'm pleased to be joined right now by Evan Svoboda, Wyoming tight end. Evan, you've making this transition to tight end full time now. You're making it look pretty seamless. How are you doing that?
Well, I appreciate it. I mean, it's, you know, it's kind of come pretty natural, and I'm not trying to, you know, toot my own horn, but just kind of those athletic abilities that I've been gifted with. The transition has been super easy. In many of those aspects, whether it's running the ball, blocking people, you know, just being this big physical person, you know, I've been blessed with a lot of abilities, so that really helps.
Also, you've been roommates with John Michael Gillenborg, for a long time, and studying with him, you know, in the quarterback role when he's the tight end and vice versa. So did that help just learn the offense from a tight end perspective? You already knew all the plays. You have to know where everyone is anyway.
Yeah, of course. And not only that, but J. Mike's been the best mentor to me, you know, ever since I made the transition. And now with, you know, being in this position, you know, focusing more on the little things, I think that's the, you know, the biggest thing for me. But definitely playing quarterback helps a lot. There's a lot of guys, or it helps me see, you know, what else is what's going on through, you know, kind of a quarterback lens while playing tight end. So it's super helpful.
Yeah, not only is J. Mike a Wyoming tight end and your roommate, but he's one of the best tight ends in the country. And, you know, he was named to Bruce Feldman's freaks list this week. And today's practice, he made some ridiculous catches. And, you know, Jay Savell was saying, and all you had to do is watch him for 15 minutes. You're like, okay, that's why he's on the freaks list.
Exactly.
What's that combination like, though, you with the playing out there with J. Mike?
You know, it's kind of like, it's kind of like a two-headed monster. That's how I see it. You know, he obviously, like you said, he's a freak. He's a beast. He's gonna, it's, you know, that's what he does every day. And having me, you know, behind him under his wing, I think what I want to do is, you know, I strive to be like that. And it's great to have him in front of me and help teaching me every day, like I said. But like I said, it's this two-headed monster. And I think once I start honing in on everything, I think we could be really special.
How's the blocking going? Because even J. Mike, as a senior, is like, that's one thing I want to improve on before the next level. You're getting in the mix there now. I mean, I know you take a lot of punishment as quarterback, but what's it like blocking these guys, and how do you feel like you're doing?
I feel like I'm doing pretty good. There's definitely some work to be done. You know, it's, you know, you go from quarterback to where you hardly get touched to a position where you're getting touched probably every single play and getting hit and banging heads. So I think the biggest thing is just, you know, again, being physical. Getting your hands in the right spot, getting your head up, getting your, you know, your hips through, and yeah, just focusing on the little things.
I mean, you're in such a unique position. It's similar to J. Mike, but what kind of natural rapport do you have with Caden Anderson, you know, having been in the same room with him for a couple of years, and now, you know, he's trying to sling it to you?
Yeah, you know, being around him all last year in the same room, we were great, great buddies. We still are. There's a great chemistry between us. And it's nice because, you know, I'm not coming in from a different position where I wasn't around him all the time. I was around him every second of the day. So whether it's, you know, him throwing the ball to me or whatever it may be, we have this great chemistry and I'm really looking forward to it.
What do you think the potential is of this offense is? Because I think it's fair to say, and Jay Salvella said it, so I'm not saying anything out of turn, that the tight end room is the deepest, most talented group in the, on the whole team. You look at the offensive line, you have the three fattest guys coming back. So they should be really good up front. Good battles at tackle. Mm-hmm. And then Jay has also said the most improved group on the team is wide receiver. You have a lot of weapons there. Yeah. I mean, what's the potential of this group?
You know, it's, we have a crazy amount of upside. We brought a bunch of guys in. We still have a bunch of, you know, seasoned vets who are still sticking around. So I think once we all come together and we really start meshing together, it's, you know, the sky's the limit for us. We, like you said, we have so many weapons. We're so deep. There's so many different targets. And it all starts with the guys up front, starts with the guys in the back, starts with everyone around us. So, yeah.
I know, you know, this is a very tough sport, and you were the quarterback. Now you're the tight end. The transfer portal is available to you. NIL is available to players. Why did you stick it out at Wyoming and stay tight end and stay at Wyoming instead of maybe trying to go somewhere else?
Well, this is the place that believed in me from the jump. You know, they poured all of their time and effort into me, to recruiting me, bringing me here. So I'm going to make the most of my opportunity. It's almost like, you know, stabbing them in the back. And there's just no loyalty. But, you know, I'm quite the opposite. I'm loyal. And like I said, they've given me the opportunity, so I'm going to make the most out of it.
Between now and kickoff at Akron, what are the key things for this team to get ready to start off on the right foot?
I just think keep sharpening up over these next couple of weeks, really focusing on that cowboy tough mentality, and just the excitement, just getting guys going. It's been a while since we played a football game, so just getting ready to gear up.
All right, Evan, thanks for your time. I appreciate you.
Thank you for having me.
All right, as promised, we have Ethan Stuhlsatz back after a really physical practice here. Week two. Ethan, I know there's a lot of competition at linebacker. How's that room shaping up so far?
You know, we're stacking day by day right now. I feel like the first week, it was a lot of knocking off the rust. But as we've progressed, you know, like I said, day by day, we've all gotten better in things we've needed to work on. And, no, I'm happy, but, you know, we're not where we're at, where we need to be. So,
Jay Savell said you're kind of working at the mic, which is, you know, a pretty famous position around here with Logan Wilson and Chad Muma, et cetera, and that, you know, he's kind of pushed you to take it up a notch. I think you did that today. What's it been like, you know, being a part of this program at linebacker and now having the shot at middle linebacker?
One thing I really like since I've been here is, you know, just from my own position coach and the head coach, I mean, they all hold you to a high standard and there's high expectations. You know, like you could feel like you have a good day at practice, you get that film room, and, you know, there's a lot of certain critiques that you need to hear. And I love the constructive criticism because, you know, it's, you want it to be perfect, but man, you just got to keep pushing every day in order to get there.
There's a lot of competition. I think you guys are at least five or six deep at this point. Last year, that wasn't the case. They had to play two guys a lot, and you know, that doesn't help. But what's that like to have the rotation potential where, you know, maybe you play 70% and you get a blow for 30% and that sort of stuff?
You know, the idea of the rotation, it's a great idea. And just like, you don't want, you when you have a guy out there, you don't want him to conserve any energy. You want him going full go every time, 100%. And if we can have that five, six guys doing that every play, and then that rotation come in, you know, that'd be great. However the coaches want to handle it, they decide. But, you know, I mean, I'm good with whatever.
You guys put the pads on this week, and I know today you did a bunch of goal line, live goal line. It went back and forth. It took the offense a while, though, to score from first and goal. It took them to fourth down. Just how do you see the front seven shaping up with so many new guys?
So far, you know, I feel like it's like a puzzle. The pieces are falling in the right spot. Starts up front, they got to hold their gap. If they get reached, then we fit off them. And then if we have our wrong gap, then the safeties and DBs are going to come down and fit off us. So it's like we all got to work together in a tandem in order to be that one big force.
You know, you guys have so many new guys, and that probably helps you because you're starting on the same page with a lot of guys. But Jay said the real key to this, and he told you guys after practice, is over the next 3 weeks, and you only have 3 weeks, just the communication, the alignment, all that has to be, you know, in sync. The physical talent is obviously there, but what's it going to be like these next 3 weeks to finish camp and get ready for a game?
You know, we got to keep that physicality aspect up, but yeah, yes, like you said, the communication factor just plays a huge part. We gotta make sure we're crystal clear because all it takes is one guy to not know what he's doing for it to be a 50-yard run or pass. So it's like we gotta all be working on the same page and be talking at all times, you know.
Of course, Aaron Bold, defensive coordinator, is also the linebackers coach. You know, Aaron said he feels so much more comfortable this year after being a DC for the first time last year. What's it been like working with Aaron and making sure this defense is, you know, a traditional Cowboy tough defense?
You know, it's been great. Just ever since I've gotten here, our whole room, you know, we all get together. We all love him. He's very wise. He knows exactly what he's doing. And, you know, we have so much faith in him as much as he has faith in us. So, you know, that's just how we roll in that room. We love it.
What's it been like for you, you know, moving up a level, finishing your career at Wyoming and trying to, you know, ball out in the Mountain West and see where that takes you?
You know, I mean, just moving up a level, I'd say the one thing, like one difference I've noticed is just like, it's definitely a little bit more physicality, you know, coming off the year they had last year. And we all kind of just bought in right now and we took it personal, obviously, and definitely more physical, bigger guys. But, you know, I'm excited to be here, be where my feet are and just keep pushing.
What's it been like, I guess, living in Laramie so far?
I'd say the best part is there's really no distractions. And as a grad student, you know, that's fine with me. That's something I look forward to. I'd say the one down thing is just the food selections outside of football. Lots of bar food, not a lot of other options. But, you know, I can manage that.
Ethan, I know you have a lot of work to do still, but what's it be like to take the field at Akron and get the season rolling? Because I know in this building there's high expectations.
You know, we want to go out there and we want to do what we want to do, you know. Let's get a dub. And for me personally, you know, I got hurt last year after the second game, so it's been a long time since I played in the game. So, you know, I got a lot of personal reasons for me to just get back out there and play in a game and do what we do and just get back to that feeling.
All right, Ethan, thanks for joining the pod. Appreciate you.